This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Monday. Good to have you with us. Rico's narcolepsy is absolutely kicking in today by 4:30. You are out of your mind. Driving, press conference, driving back like it's Smokey and the Bandit. This is going to be exciting.
Oh, buddy, I'm here for
also,
you.
Also, this guy has a valet pit crew on speed dial. We'll get to that later. Let's get into it, I guess. We'll start with the local stuff. I have bigger opinions about the tournament, but those can wait. I already stuffed Costa into a locker on the pod, so we'll just do this here. We will ask the question, but I absolutely think there's another side to the issue. It's a great sports week because both Michigan and Michigan State are still in. Not that the Michigan fan base knows that. Now the 7 basketball fans do. But they're both in. We get to the second weekend. The both teams are in. And look, did either team play wonderful? No. Did they need miracle performances to survive? Yeah, I was rooting for Frankie Fiddler. That's how bad it got for State. For Michigan, Roddy Gale decided, hey, do you have this on your bingo cards, Sparty? 28. What? That's a 20% shooter. 28. Fill it up. But they're both through. But here's the question that's been asked all day on this show, and I don't know that anyone has the opinion that I have. Oh, hey.
Well, let me ask you the question,
Mike. Yeah, go ahead. Do it for me.
Rico Beard, 97.1. Mike, would you like to see a rematch, well, I guess the third game of Michigan-Michigan State.
No.
In the Elite Eight.
No interest.
No?
None.
Oh, I mean, it'd be good for the state of Michigan.
Yeah, see, that's a myth. Costa was, like, gobsmacked that I'm like, no, I have no interest in it. Well, why? You have to. I'm like, well, no, I'm an adult. I don't have to do anything. Well, what about trash talk? All right, flowchart. I'm an adult. Not interested. Here's reality for me. If I would rather not play Michigan in any sport ever again, I wish I lived in an alternative universe where we could just be A&M and leave. Because here's how it works. We've already pounded you into the dirt twice. We do it again, you'll rewrite history like you always do. If we lose, it'll be Dusty Mays, oh my God, Izzo's washed in your program's toilet. There's no point in any of this. We have done nothing but walk you like a dog for 25 years in basketball. It doesn't matter. You only come out of your cave 10 minutes before your team's in the tournament. None of you watch them. So if you think I'm excited to have these two teams meet And if you think I'm going to sit here and have a group of people who haven't watched this team, don't know basketball, and can barely form sentences, Jalen Rose, call into this show and talk basketball, you're out of your effing mind. So no, bring on Auburn. I don't care. But there's no point in it. This idea that anything gets settled?
No.
Christ, we beat them for a decade in football. You know what got settled? Nothing. Right. So I don't, I'm not interested. I want to play whoever's in front of us. And if it's you or Auburn or your mother, I'll run her down with a bus. I don't care. You play who's in front of you. If we play Michigan, is it easier? Probably.
Yeah.
But it'll be offset by the fact this is what I do for a living, and I'll have to talk to deranged cultist mouth breathers for a week. No, thank you. Yeah. Because so I'm all set. I don't need it.
No, history will get rewritten. If Michigan wins, well, see, the games didn't matter in the regular season. Look at what we've done. If they lose, well, Dusty may still accomplish more than Tom Izzo did his first year at Michigan State. He made it to the Elite Eight, and that's why we're still better than you. Moral victory. Raise that banner.
Right. If we win by 30, Dusty may will do another car wash going on every Michigan incel show nationally, talking about how he was victimized by a better team. Right. I don't know. I'm not into it. But listening to John and Jim, it was almost like heresy to say you weren't into it. I'm bored with it because, honestly, I don't enjoy playing Michigan in any sport. It's pointless. Beat them in football? Doesn't matter. Beat them in basketball? Doesn't matter. And the media just sits there like they've got their bathwater on tap and they flip the switch and they just guzzle it up.
No.
So I'd rather play Satan than play Michigan.
No, and if you beat Auburn, you could say you knocked out the number one overall seed. It goes back to, like, I think it was a 2010 when State went on that run and they knocked out pretty much the entire Big East. They took out Louisville, then they took out UConn, and it was like these were the top teams in the nation.
Beat Kansas too, right?
They beat Kansas, yeah. And they just went through and knocked everybody off, and then they ended up getting jail sex by Carolina.
Ouch. No, for me, it's just I don't think State played that well this weekend. Obviously, Michigan had a very uneven couple of games, but they make the winning plays. But overall, it's like, what?
No, because I'm laughing because I'm watching the final minutes of that second Michigan game against A&M, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe they're not the Ponzi scheme that I thought that they were. And then Roddy Gale comes out there and he does everything. And then I'm just thinking, you're like, no, that's still Ponzi.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like an MSU is a bit of a Ponzi scheme. You know, when are you going to win when your best player goes 1 for 1,000,000? The fact that I was clapping for Frankie Fiddler, who is atrocious, tells you what a miracle it was.
Mr. Frankie Fiddler to you.
Whatever, man. Basically paid the kid $100,000 a point.
Hey.
So, look, I just, for me, no. I'm happy both teams are in because you get a little bit of content. But for Michigan State, I don't speak for Michigan. I already told you, I thought their season was successful no matter what they did. Dusty May's done a wonderful job. For Michigan State, what did I say to you? The tournament doesn't start till next weekend. Like, if they lost, you could absolutely shut the program down. Like, if they lost to Rat Pitino last night, no, shut it down. Yeah. Literally, demolish Breslin.
No.
So, for me... I don't need it. If people do, you can tell me why. But my point is this. If you're a Wolverine and you want it, well, of course you do. You've lost to us twice. Why wouldn't you want a third shot at the bowling alley? If you're a Spartan, you know the drill. You know I'm speaking the truth. And I don't want to hear about this whole satisfaction quotient. There is no satisfaction beating Michigan because even when you win, you lose. Nothing matters.
The only satisfaction would come if those games were one-point games and you won them both and it was just like, man, buzzer beaters. Okay, let's see what can happen. They weren't. It was a combined score of like, what, 30 points in the two games?
Exactly. So for me, no. But if fans want it, go ahead. You can dial the number. My biggest thing, I'm happy both teams are in it. I'm happy we got some juice for the tourney for week two. Michigan's going to take on Auburn. Good luck. And State's got Ole Miss. We have PTSD from facing Chris Beard in 2019. I mean, it is what it is. I don't believe there are these easy matchups or great matchups. You know who's got it easy? Duke. That's who's got it easy. They just casually strolled out there yesterday, picked up Baylor, put him into a wheelchair, and then pushed the wheelchair into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Like, that's a team that gets an easy one.
Right.
They are terrifying.
Right. And then turned around and looked at Baylor, and Baylor flinched. Like, what?
Yeah, as Baylor was flying off the cliff like Hans Gruber looking up at John McClane.
That was
a disgrace. So look, let's hear it. Because here's what I'm not really into. It was like matter of fact Costa earlier. Well, you have to. Why do I have to want it? It's boring. We've already beat him twice. And it doesn't matter. There's nothing to gain, everything to lose. There's no point. Even after last time, they somehow managed to rewrite history with Logogate. Mm-hmm. So I don't need it.
I would even go back to 2019 when they played three times, but all three games were compelling. All three games were exciting. These two games this year, not that great.
Kenny, you were about to say something, so just go ahead and say it.
No, I find it funny that the response that we're getting on Ticket Text largely is proving your point, is 100% proving, validating exactly what you've just said. Because it's a bunch of Michigan fans texting in going, oh, you're just jealous, Sparty. You're just it's Sparty this, Sparty that, mm-hmm. Sparty radio, the whole bit. The whole thing that we always joke about, oh, you're just a Sparty. That's what half the texts right. are. More than half. I'd say 80% of the texts.
But they're proving my point because these people are, first of all, clueless. They don't watch basketball. Second of all, they are malignant narcissists. They are delusional cultists. When you argue with an idiot, you become one. There's no argument. The question is, do you want it? My answer is, I don't. It's pointless. There is no rivalry. The rivalry is pure toxicity. It's gross. I'll say it again. If I could leave for the Big 12 or the ACC, I'd do it tomorrow. Now, I know some of your trash bag fans will still show up at a North Carolina game in their full regalia, their full Walmart suit they bought. Bruh. I have no other fan base does that. Bruh. None.
I experienced that yesterday. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Michigan State, New Mexico, and someone's there with their penis painted maize and blue. And you're like, okay, what are you doing?
Oh, no, it felt like Miami Heat. Not one, not two, not three, not four. There's five people. Like, what? Why?
I told you why in the pre-show. I may as well tell you why now. Because they've got a false sense of self-worth to a team they didn't play for and a school they didn't go to. This is all they have, Rico.
Bruh, head to toe down to the Jordan shoes.
Oh, that's not all?
Your team is actually good, and they played yesterday.
No, but you're here playing dress-up. You see it all the time. You'll watch a Tennessee-South Carolina game, and there'll be some slob dressed head to toe in Michigan garb. No other fan base does it.
Hey,
it's SEC Saturday night, Kenny. Georgia Tech. Cutscene. Guy dressed head to toe in Michigan gear. It's a psychosis. So, no, I have no need to play them again. Good luck against Auburn. Wish you all the worst. 248-539-9797. We can get into it. And, yes, I got a lot of thoughts on the tournament at large. Most of them are bad. We'll get to that a little later because I think it's the final chapter of what Rico has ruined. Your phone calls, your ticket texts.
That's not fair. This is exciting.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, we're just getting started on a Monday. You all right, or are you delirious from your 2 hours of sleep driving back from Cleveland?
I'm laughing at the commercial talk.
Okay. Kenny, I'll go straight to the phones. I'll let you parse the ticket text. It's very simple. I'm not approaching it the way the morning show did. I don't think you have to want it. And in fact, I'm offering you the other side. I don't want to play Michigan again. I'm bored by it. We drubbed them twice. Why do I need to play them a third time? Also, not sure if you're aware, this isn't a rivalry. It's not. Rivalries have an element of respect. This rivalry is none. I'd rather just never play them again. And no. With the way the new Big Ten is designed, it might be possible. So look, I don't need it. Bring on Auburn and let's roll.
No, it's not a rivalry. It's pure hatred is all it is. It's just, it brings out the worst in both fan bases.
And again, I'm happy both teams are still in it. But Costa asked a very specific question. I'm giving a very specific answer. No, I don't want another rematch. There's no benefit. We win, we're supposed to. We lose, they'll rewrite history like the cult they are. And it's just nonsense. Plus, there is something extra stupid about having a group of people whose basketball knowledge I could fit into a thimble try to lecture me. So,
Area 51, bro.
Oh, please. I don't want to hear it. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, what's going on?
Good afternoon. And Mike, I'm with you. I do not care to see another rematch and hear Michigan complain about how they lost. Also, can I get an FU for Kansas, please? Because I'm from Missouri. Yeah, they made me so mad. Them and Clemson destroyed my bracket in like 5 minutes.
Bill Self did a really, really, really bad job in both roster construction and coaching. Let's face it. I mean, you have Kansas, who's preseason top 10. You were an afterthought. You were preseason number one. You were drubbed. You have at least 2 7-figure players on your roster, an A.J. Storr and Hunter Dickinson, and you get aced out by an Arkansas team who was without their leading scorer, an Arkansas team who Boogie Fland hadn't played in 2 months, and that's an awful job by Bill Self.
It is. Mike, but they were on life support all year long. It just goes to prove you can go into the portal, you can spend a ton of money, but it doesn't make a team. And they were never a team all season long. They were 5 guys out there just trying to get their own.
No, you nailed it. You were an early truther on it. They were gross. Let's go to Jake, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico, I'm calling in from Budapest, Hungary. And we had 10 Michigan fans all up at 3 in the morning until the sun was up at 6-something. Watching this first round game, I think these ad hominem attacks on the Michigan fans for not watching basketball are very weak. And honestly, I do love you guys. I do the radio at U of M because in part I love listening to the show. But I think the take that Michigan State does not want to play Michigan is pathetic.
Why?
Because in theory, if you're going for a championship and you're striving for a second title, especially with Izzo, You want to play the lesser team.
No, see, that's where you're wrong.
Want to play the lesser,
that's where you're no, wrong. That's now, hold on. Because that's the Michigan way of doing things. I don't need any effing favors. If State's good enough to win a title, stare down Bruce Pearl in his stinky armpits and beat him.
Yeah.
I don't need a freebie, and I sure as hell don't need anything from you.
Yeah. Because, Jake, what made the Michigan title so great? When you went out there and you beat Bama in the Rose Bowl. Why? Because you beat Bama. Everybody says they want Bama. You beat them. You want to play the best teams.
So you're saying playing Michigan and beating a rivalry three times, you say it doesn't matter, but it
doesn't.
It obviously matters. Of course it does, or else
how
it wouldn't be a topic.
No, it's not a topic. We've drubbed you for 25 years. It doesn't do anything. You cockroaches still talk. So, Jake, it doesn't matter. We can't do anything. We win. We beat you 100 times in a row. You know what happens 101? None of it mattered.
That's just sports. People are fanatics. It's fans. They're nonsensical. It would be the
same way. No, it's not, because the difference is, and you're a U of M guy, there's a respect in the OSU rivalry. There is none with Michigan State. So, at this point, after spending my entire adult life out here, Jake, and doing this every day, I think I got a pretty good perspective on where things are at. No, I don't need it. We already beat you twice. I don't need a third. If it happens, great. Let's roll. But I won't enjoy the week. Because unlike you, Jake, who actually watches the team, none of the listener base does.
He's in Budapest.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Because Jake is a real fan. He's like Rieger.
Yeah.
The whole point I'm making is, Jake, you know what I know. A bunch of people parachuted in 10 minutes ago. And I'm not interested. Now, that's my perspective, Jake. People have a welcome to a different one. Do whatever you like. But as a guy who's going to sit here for 20 hours if these two teams square off, giant waste of my time.
Yeah. Because I do think that it, when you win against that big team, like I said, going back to Michigan, when they beat Alabama, and when they played them in that meaningless bowl game this year, wow, we beat Alabama to start the year and the end of the year. They were pounding their chest. Like, if you beat a team, like, Auburn is the number one overall seed. Yeah, it means a little bit more because you've beaten Michigan twice already. You're not really accomplishing anything else. Auburn, yeah, you just knocked off the top dog in the tournament. Now you sit there and you wait for Florida.
That was Jansen's take, which I was surprised to hear.
Jansen was, I mean, it was a smart take. It was like, yeah, you want to beat the best team.
I just have gotten to a point with college hoops in the tourney. You just play who you play.
Yeah.
I mean, the 09 run was special because of what you said. There were no freebies. You know why 19 was special? We had to ace out Zion.
Yep.
I don't need to beg for a favor.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same if, I think, what was it, Florida Atlantic almost beat them, or it was some team and the guy missed a shot and it rolled around the rim and fell off. It wouldn't have felt the same if you knocked off that team. But you beat Zion and Cam and all of those guys. Yeah, that it made it special.
Plus, I here's the other thing. It's boring to face another Big Ten team. It's the same thing that's happened to State before, and I'm sure it'll happen again. It's boring.
Wisconsin four times.
Oh, that was awful. Awful. It's not enjoyable.
19-17 halftime score.
What a game. Just kidding. Jerry, St. Clair. What's up, Jer?
Hi, it's St. Clair Shores, not St. Clair. Michigan fan here. I agree with you guys. State's got a better basketball program, hands down, for years. I've been a fan of Michigan 50-some-odd years, but State's always had a better team. State's always had a better coach. Can't beat State in basketball.
No.
And I agree. Big Ten teams shouldn't play Big Ten teams in the tournament. It's just... why? It doesn't make sense.
Well, look, John Beilein was fabulous, and you played for two national titles. You can't say always. Here's the other thing. This Dusty May hasn't even gotten his feet wet, and it's an incredible job by Dusty in his first year. But I'm with you, Jer. I've seen it. I mean, we played each other all year. I don't need it again because there is no win. There's no win here. It's like when you play a MAC team. That's what being a State fan is. If you win, it's because you were supposed to, or there's a myriad of excuses why. And if you lose, the world's over and the Lord has returned to their throne. Just spare me. Look, there's just going to come a day I don't do this anymore. And let me tell you exactly how many Michigan State games I will watch. The answer is zero. It's a fruitless endeavor. I've done it my entire life. I wish we never played you again.
Uh-huh.
In any sport.
No.
I'll make Texas Tech my rival. Guns up. I don't care. It's pointless. Go ahead. Let me hear all the reasons I need to play Michigan again. We'll go to Corey, 97.1.
Hey, Michigan fan here. Just calling. I'm just curious. You know, I agree with the last caller. This is what Michigan State fans do all the time. You guys always love to dictate other people's fandom, whether it's Walmart, whether you went there, whether you didn't. And quite frankly, it's kind of old. We all as Michigan fans kind of make fun of you for it. And honestly, I'm going to end my call with this. I'm going to take my answer off the air. When was Michigan State?
Why? Because you're a coward.
No.
Don't hang up. Don't do that, Corey. There you go. Hang up like a bitch. Do your thing. And the funniest part, Corey, no one heard you. I don't even know what you had to say. And I don't really care. If you're offended by people who want to attack a school who don't even have so much as a GED saying it, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not here for it. And I don't dictate fandom.
No.
I don't care. But when you want to make it personal or you want to go to the next step, no, there's qualifiers to that. Yeah. There are.
You could be a fan of any team that you want. The only time I get into that whole Walmart thing, okay, when you start talking, well, your education, whoa, stop. You didn't go to Michigan.
That's the whole point, Rico.
If you want to be a fan of whatever team, that's your prerogative. Yeah,
Corey, here's what we make fun of you for, outside of being an ardent coward who doesn't want to stay on the phone. And sad for you, no one heard your question, idiot.
I didn't.
Here's the deal. It's very simple, okay? We make fun of your fan base because you're a cult. And you attach your self-worth as a human to a team you didn't play for and a school, largely, you didn't go to. Ha, ha, ha. So, I you know what? We'll call it even, Spank. No, I don't need to play you a third time. So we'll just go to Jeff on a cell. We'll try it again. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hey, guys. What's happening?
I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah. You know, this is a great conversation. But, Mike, let's think about this for a second. Michigan put up 91 points last game.
Okay.
They're playing with a world of confidence. If they knock off a number one seed, that game becomes way more important, I think. And I think that if they put up 90 against Sparty, and Danny Wolf gets 20 and Donaldson gets 15, it's lights out. Michigan's going
to
beat
them. We give up 90 points to you, yes, that would be kind of a bad thing.
If they gave up 90 points, Jeff, that would be the first time all year. And
no,
take
Michigan
a bow.
Michigan scored 91 last game. They're playing with confidence, guys.
No, Jeff, I'm saying Michigan State hasn't given up 91 points all year.
No,
take a bow.
I get it, and I doubt that Michigan will put up 90 against them, but if Danny Wolf gets 20 and Donaldson gets 15, it's over. It's over. Michigan's going to beat them. And I think that if they beat Auburn, the game becomes way more important because they're going to knock off a number one
team.
Who do you think's better, Auburn or Michigan State?
Auburn's better.
Okay, so Michigan's going to beat Auburn. Let's say they do. They're going in, and Sparty's going down, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. It clearly means a lot to you. I don't know what to say, dude. We got to play Ole Miss. I can't help you.
Wow.
You want a week of nuanced calls like that? I can't wait.
What if they score 91 points? Well,
hey, yeah. Kenny, if we score 138, it's a wrap.
Hey, I'm aware.
Hey, it's over.
Hey, Kenny, if MSU football scores 60 on Georgia, they're going to beat them.
They might win that game out.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
97-1. Oh, my God. All right, if you're joining the show, I'll tell you what we're up to. It's something to behold. Real simple. The question was asked on the morning show, and I got after it with Jim on the podcast. It was, do you want Michigan and Michigan State to play a third time? They're both in the Sweet 16, which is a good thing. Me and Rico do not want to play a third time because we know what this is. I mean, it's just pointless. A, I don't like playing Big Ten teams in a tourney. B, we've already beaten you twice. I don't need it. C, I'm not going to have a group of people who parachute in. You know what you are? You're like the chick who lives in Chicago who didn't realize she had a Cubs hat, but the once a decade occurrence where the Cubs make the playoffs, she finds the hat and goes to the bar and acts like she was Harry Carey's biggest fan. You're clowns. So you think I'm going to sit here and preview a basketball game for a week with a collection of people who don't watch this team? Where were you last week? Nowhere. That's where. You were nowhere.
No, because I remember saying, hey, Michigan fans, give us a call. And
no, I didn't hear a bunch of people calling in saying they were blowing out the Tritons.
Nope.
The fact is, they had tight booty hole syndrome. You couldn't drive a buttered pin up their ass with a sledgehammer. They were so tight. So I don't want to hear it. So no, I don't need to. Because if we play again, it won't matter. Beat you by 30, maybe your coach will go crying to the Michigan incels in the media, do another car wash. If we lose, oh, forget it. Program's dead. Dusty May's God. It's a pointless endeavor. Oh, but don't you want the easier pathway? No, I don't. I don't care. I've seen State do it every which way. Yeah. So I just play who's there. And you know what? I'm kind of like Rico in this regard. If we're going to be good enough to win the Natty, what's the point of getting a freebie to get to a Final Four only to find out you're not good enough and lose by 30? I've seen that before, too. Yeah. So I'd rather play Auburn, man up. Let's find out if we're that good.
Yeah.
And you know what I don't need? I'll tell you what I don't need. Let me just tell you what I don't need in this life. I don't need someone who has no respect to do me any favors. So do your thing. You beat Auburn, we'll see if we beat Ole Miss. And if you don't, you hate to see it. And that's it. But now, Hall May's rage wants to come out today. Okay, because I've seen this movie too. You want the ticket text, Kenny?
I'll give you a couple. Most of these are largely...
Hold on, let me guess. Sparty Radio, you guys are just afraid of Michigan because you know we're coming.
Rico, are you logged into the ticket text right now?
I am not.
That's exactly what's coming through. There's a couple that aren't that. I'll read those first here.
My point is we won twice. What's there to fear? Nothing. I am simply giving you my perspective, which I am allowed to give, that I don't feel like listening to a bunch of people whose basketball knowledge is contained in a thimble lecturing me about the game. I don't want to hear it. Now, if I didn't do this for a living, sure, why not? Let's go play again. But the perspective's the perspective. You can want the matchup. Unlike Costa, I'm not telling you to, you have to want it or have to not. I'm telling you why I don't. Why, you want to line up again? Go ahead. You don't match up with us. It's a really bad matchup for you. So go ahead if that's what you want. I don't know what to say. Go ahead, Ken.
Mike, these calls have only proven your point. Enjoy the Kool-Aid, Michigan fans. Yikes. That's from Ben in Troy. Good afternoon. The cultists in Ann Arbor say they want Michigan State in the tournament, but you're right, Mike. It's a lose-lose for MSU.
And that's my point.
And it is. And here's the funny thing, Kenny. You were here last week. We were saying, hey, Michigan fans, give us a call. Tournament's getting ready to start.
With positive Michigan topics.
Right.
Where, by the way, I didn't go with the flock and say UC San Diego was going to beat them. I simply offered you a preview and said, look, no, I think if you hold on to the basketball, you're going to win. Look, that's my point. So
they beat A&M, and all of a sudden everybody got, as Gator would say, chesty.
Thank you for that. Yes, Kenny.
And then the rest of them are, Mike's afraid of Michigan. Valeni's about to get roasted 10 ways to Sunday. Here comes embarrassed, jealous Sparty Radio. Yada, yada, yada.
Perfect.
And that's basically an 85% representation.
And I could total every ticket text and your entire SAT score might total 1,300. Have a nice day. Yes, we're afraid after beating you by 30 combined. What world? Oh, I know what world. Ah, yes, I forgot. It's a cult. This is what you don't get. You're proving my point with every thumb stroke into your phone.
But, Mike, don't forget, Michigan had a lead at halftime in Ann Arbor.
And don't forget, games are 40 minutes. You know what I don't forget? That slovenly fan base waddling up the steps out of their own building.
Yeah, like somebody called in a bomb threat.
So my whole point is, again, you're seeing it on display why I don't need it. If we play them, let's play them. Yeah. But this... You have to want it. And what about trash talk? Trash talk? Look, if my adult life has proven anything, you will never be able to convince an irrational person of rational reality. These people don't live in reality. Okay, we beat you a third time. Well, just wait till next year. Or they'll bitch about the refs. Or they'll go on a media tour. And they'll cry about things. There's no winning. So I'd rather just not do it at all. You had two cracks at us. I thought we pretty clearly showed you we were a better team. So let's get after it. I don't know. You know what? In the end, it doesn't matter. People will have a million theories as to why I don't want the game because it's Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is the explanation. I'm not interested.
But it's funny because, Rieger called like, you want the game? I'm like, Jeff, whoever they play. You know what? You got to beat Ole Miss first. You worry about the Elite Eight.
Which, by the way, I don't think MSU in any way, shape, or form has some easy play there.
Look, Ole Miss but you got to be like, Jeff, no. They got to beat Ole Miss.
And look, Ole Miss presents challenges. Not only that Chris Beard, that attacking style of man-to-man, the way that they come at you. Ole Miss, if you really look at the aggregate of every team that's in the Sweet 16 and you look at both their games, remember the game control metric?
Yeah.
Remember that in football? Look at Ole Miss's 80 minutes. They played some of the most complete basketball of any team. And look, their shooting profile, they had a Roddy Gale Saturday where they're not a great shooting team, but my God, for a night, they dropped a bomb on ISU. I think they hit 11 threes.
But I think Iowa State was ready to just end the season and say, you know what, we got too many people hurt. Yeah, we're done. And then, I mean, yes, not to take away from what Ole Miss did, but
yeah.
I just think that Iowa State was, they were easy. They were an easy prey. But yes, you're right. I'm worried about Ole Miss. And he's like, nah, but Michigan. But Jeff, whoever they play,
I don't care.
If State wins, then I'll sit back and I'll watch and see what your game
happens. I think the other thing, and I'm going to get to caller Paul right now. I think Paul's about to say the other perspective I have on this. But let's go to him. Let him say it. It's his idea. Paulie, welcome.
What up?
What's going on?
MSU grad of 01.
How are you, sir?
Not bad. So my take on it is, since I've been watching State, graduated MSU in 01, seen it all, it doesn't matter. None of these games matter because I am sick and tired of losing the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. The only game that matters is the last game of this season.
Right.
And it better be a national championship. I love Izzo. Yeah. But come on. I'm tired of going this far and then getting slapped in the face at the end.
I'm with you.
So and to me, as a Spartan fan, I'm done with it.
And Paul, I think you're nailing it. It's like, okay, let's say we beat Michigan a third time and then we get sandblasted by Florida. Who cares?
Right.
Meant
I mean,
nothing.
Who cares? Our season's a dud.
Yeah,
if
and
that
that's,
happens, then we're dud.
And that's my whole point, is that there's no win in it. See, well, what this is from the MGO Blue Hour in the morning, Costa wants people to be engaged in this and wants everybody bricked up because secretly he's a big U of M guy. Well, if I'm a Michigan fan, I want the matchup because I don't want to go 0-2 against State and have no leg to stand on. You want the third crack. Now, if you're the title fighter who's beaten the same opponent twice, why are you giving him a third rematch?
Right.
So the whole point is, what's there to win? Every time you beat someone, there's only something to lose. Like what? All of a sudden, Michigan State's going to beat Michigan and you'll wake up and what? Have an epiphany? No.
And so you guys had a great season. And
wow.
You know what? You were just a better team three
times.
That
is not a bad coach.
No.
So no, I don't think any of that's at play. So I'd rather just not even do it. But if we play them, okay, fine, let's go. But don't act like this is some coronation. And if I got to hear how it's good for the state or good for the Big Ten, I mean, those are CNN, Fox News talking points. You may as well get a 3x5, laminate it, and wear it around your neck. That is not even a real thing. That's like saying, well, the Big Ten needs Michigan to be good. No, they don't. That's another fallacy. College football's better when Alabama's good. No, it really isn't. We just keep on keeping on.
Because if that's the case, the NFL's been garbage because the Cowboys have been garbage for years.
Hit the bell. You're beautiful. All right, we'll get to the phones momentarily. Everybody just sit tight. I want to make sure we cover a few other things other than this blood warfare we're having. Kenny, music, please. Thanks, Kenny. All right, Rico, I'm going to ask you 8 critical questions from the weekend.
Okay.
You got to give me your answer.
Okay.
I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. I'm kidding. These are opinion-based. I want to know, after the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament, the team that Rico Lamar Beard thinks more of after the weekend.
Duke. I think more of Duke because Duke has just gone out there and showed in that first weekend, nobody's on their level. Cooper Flagg playing. I didn't think he should have, but Mike, I walked away like, wow, Mike may win this bet.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Also, just small shout out, Arkansas. That's a really nice job by Cal. Don't have your leading scorer. Boogie Flan hadn't played in 2 months. That's really?
Because it looked like he didn't miss a step.
No, I'm just saying. That's a really nice job.
He just couldn't inbounds the ball, but, you know.
Team you think less of after the first weekend?
St. John's. Going back to that Arkansas game, St. John's, people were telling me how this is a team, you know, look at what Patino is doing. And, you know, they went into that game, and I'm watching it like, guys, are you going to score? No? Oh, okay. Wow. People were saying they could win, you know, make it to the Final Four, sleeper to win the national title. They just flat out didn't show up in a game where, you know, Patino got to go home to Providence.
The fatal flaw, they can't shoot. And it was just something they were able to outguard it. They were able to get to the free throw. But again, they don't shoot free throws well,
yeah.
And they don't shoot the three well. They've got to change the roster construction. Side note, what did you make of Patino benching Luis Jr.?
I laughed because I said, well, at least now people can stop blaming Izzo for not playing Jaren Jackson Jr. So, because to me, that was the same thing.
Okay.
He's the Big East player of the year, and you're in a tightly contested game, and you sat him for like the final 8-10 minutes.
Was he 3-for-17 at that
right,
point?
But
I understand.
Right, but it's one of those like, okay, but this is what heroes are made of. That's
okay,
what I was told.
So if I ask you who did the worst coaching job of the weekend, are you going Patino?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Because I didn't understand exactly the rationale. And you know what? I just didn't understand why he went that route. It became personal. Like, put Luis back in the game.
Can I just give you like an honorable mention?
Yeah.
Shaka Smart. What?
Was he even in turn?
No, I mean, it's just again, you know, how long are we going to live off the VCU run? The Mountain West never wins games in the tourney.
Yeah.
Here's Shaka with his polo shirt on. All right. Who did the best coaching job of the weekend?
The best coaching job of the weekend?
Don't say John Shire. I mean, who did a real good, like a bang-up job?
Real good bang-up job. Let me see. Maybe Willard keeping his Maryland team in the game. They were down for most of the game. He drew up a play. Yes. Queen took a few extra steps.
7.
But the fact that that was the play that you came up with was like, okay. You know, you got like 3 guards that you could have used. Nah, let's just let Queen go to the basket. He kept his team in it because, Mike, I thought they were done.
Best coaching job of the weekend is a tie for me. 1-1A, Dusty May, John Calipari. For Cal, he won more NCAA tournament games in a weekend than he's won in 5 years.
Yeah.
He also took out Bill Self and a multi-million-dollar roster, and then he took out St. John's, who is a better part of $5 million roster. Took them both out, and not at full strength. That's a hell of a job by Cal.
Yeah.
And Dusty May, it's self-explanatory. All right. What is the Rico Beard moment of the weekend? Your favorite moment of the entire weekend?
The favorite moment of the weekend.
Don't say getting your tire patched at 1 a.m.
No. Mike, the favorite moment of the weekend actually was funny because the Queen layup where he walked.
Yeah.
So they had it up on the Jumbotron. And as he was going and the ball leaves his hand, they cut away. And the entire crowd is like, what the F just happened? Did he make the shot?
How did they do that?
Because all of a sudden, Jeremy Fears is about to shoot a free throw. Everybody boos so loudly, Fears misses the free throw that the state players are telling the state fans, be quiet. Everybody had to go on their phone to figure out what happened.
So Maryland's game winner, yes or no? Was it one of the most blatant traveling calls not made in history?
It was.
Okay. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, the ref show. I think the officiating the NCAA tournament top to bottom has been atrocious.
Yes.
No flow, too many whistles. How about these reviews that take 17 minutes? Overall letter grade on the state of officiating, March Madness 2025.
I would probably give it about C minus D plus.
Okay.
It has not been good. I mean, and even in games where it's like, what are we doing here? This game is over, and we got to go back and make sure that there's enough seconds on the clock. Like, there's not enough time for them to score 18 points. Let's just go ahead and let this thing go out. And then some of the fouls, okay, that was a foul, but this wasn't a foul. That's a travel. This is not a travel. This team shot 30 foul shots. That team, only five. It was like, really?
No one's here to watch the officials. We're here to watch basketball.
Right,
it's
even
a really
your boy
bad
Juicy
job.
Fouling out. It was like, come on.
Nelly Jr. Joseph.
It's like, I thought about you. I'm like, you know what? People are here to see him play, not
right.
him fouling out
Which
of the game.
Which is why I said to you, just change one simple rule. The refs can be as bad as they want. Your fifth foul will trigger a technical,
yeah.
but you get to stay in the game.
And then the BYU player who got ejected because of the flagrant fouls. It's like, come on, man. Really? Let's just let the kids play.
I want your thoughts on Khan.
UConn?
No. The Khan artist. Aura. That knob of a team manager from McNeese State. Guys over
what
here.
Is this, Amir Khan?
Khan. Does he not represent everything wrong with college sports right now?
Yeah, you know what? I thought the funniest thing is it could have been a meme because it was him and Spike Lee
I know.
Talking to each other.
He's got ads telling you how to do his taxes.
Really? And only for both guys to be leaving the tournament. Like, yeah, you two may not want to hang out with each other. Yeah, he's got an NIL deal.
Spike may as well be a Michigan fan because St. John's is the same thing. New York City doesn't know they exist.
And he's sitting there with Khan, and I'm laughing like, I don't think anybody realized how funny this is. Both teams got ejected out
there. That was my favorite moment of the weekend. Oh, you like your custom jumpsuit? You like all the stupid commercials they put you in when you were a nobody? Well, good.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Go home.
Oh, no. He's back.
No, he's not.
NC State,
I refuse to accept it.
No, it's already been accepted. He's got an NIL package. He's headed there with Way.
And I blame you.
Okay.
All right. So, last note, and I'm going to stay out of this. I just want your answer to why there were so few upsets and so few moments.
I think the reason being is that anybody that was playing for all these little schools already left last year, hit the portal. I mean, you look at all the people that played for Dusty May at FAU. They're at Florida. They were at Michigan. And I forgot the other team. But they're all playing in other places. They're playing at the big schools. So these are the schools that would knock off the opponents. Their players are already hit the portal and gone to the big schools, and also the tournament expansion, that Houston would have been a Cinderella, but not anymore. They're part of the Big 12. BYU would have been a Cinderella, not anymore. So that's why I think you're seeing that. It's just tournament expansion and the portal. Like the players that go to the lesser schools who become that household name.
Yeah.
The Bryce Drews of the world. Bryce Drew would have left Valpo and went somewhere else. He'd have been playing at Indiana.
I'm proud of you. That's all I can say. I'm proud of you that you were willing to at least compromise a little.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike.
Thank you.
I'm not obtuse.
You're a good man. All right. That is your March Madness zippity-doo-dah.
Oh, by the way, how do you feel about Purdue having a home court advantage?
I don't care. They eliminated Khan.
Okay.
I'm a Purdue fan now.
Okay.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.